Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk it up. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to a very busy San Diego Landings here in Point Loma. And we have Chauncey Piel, Captain Chauncey Piel from the CJ out of Channel Island Sport Fishing, having a great time talking some fun fishing here.
Yeah, no doubt. Just something that's a little outside of my zone of knowledge, and I just love hearing about it. And it's, I mean, these guys, you guys just flat get them, man. It's cool fishing out there. And like I said, it's easy and close, and it's a cool striking distance. And, like, this is going to be my next trip to go travel and go do. Like,
fun stuff.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. Yeah.
Man, I want to thank Bill Varney for introducing me to Chauncey, too. Yeah, Bill's kind of, he knows all the guys up there, and he said, you got to have some guys from Channel Islands on. And so hooked up with them through Bill, and so glad it worked out.
Me too, man.
This is fun, and, you know, no, there's a lot of great captains up there. I mean, I've learned a lot from many of them. I mean, it's a great group up there, and I'm sure if you can get them out here, some of them they'll it'll be interesting.
Yeah,
I'd love to get you guys out here all together one time. Well, speaking of great times, we're having a lot of fun this morning. If you want to join us, we want to hear from you. Give us a call in the second hour at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. Or keep those texts coming on that Let's Talk Hookup app. It's the only way you can send a text to the show through the Let's Talk Hookup app. And, man, do you want to do that? And like we said before, make sure you include your contact info when you send a text. It's not like a normal text. You got to throw your name and your phone number in there, because if you're the lucky texter at the end of the show or the lucky caller who happens to pick the big prize via the coin flip, somebody's going to get to go fishing on a full-day open party trip on board the CJ. Like, you're going to get to get in on all this great fishing that we've been talking about throughout the show. One lucky caller or texter at the end of the show going to get in on that fun. So great times going. Hey, as promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for our catch report. Man, get the lowest prices possible on gas for your car, your truck, or most importantly for your trailer boat, only at Summit Gasoline in San Diego at the Sports Arena. You can get California fishing licenses 24 hours a day. They sell discount bait certificates. They have beer, soda, snacks, and 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of a 35-gallon purchase. At Summit Gasoline, go in, say hi to Martha and the friendly staff. There's so much more than just low prices on fuel. A super easy in-and-out pull-through with your boat trailer. It's Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. We're going to find out what's going on the water with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, has our fishhope.com report. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete. Welcome back, buddy. And
thanks.
Chauncey. What a great show you guys got going on, man. I love this out-of-the-area stuff. It's fantastic.
You absolutely
agree, man.
It's our backyard, right?
It really is.
Well, sort of, yeah.
And, you know, we have so many listeners, too, in Santa Barbara, Ventura, San Fernando Valley. This is their backyard.
Yeah,
that's where they go.
Well, I just think, like, the hub of listenership to Let's Talk Hookup, so many people make a, you know, go out and turn left on the freeway and go south. There's spectacular fishing the same distance going the other way, too.
Yeah,
same but different.
Same but different.
It's awesome. So, well, guys, in terms of our local fish report here, the beat goes on. There's very, very good offshore fishing in so many areas. So I'll just kind of focus on that again this week here. Now, last week we were talking about that bluefin that just swam right into Santa Monica Bay, drove those guys crazy for a little bit, and up above Doom there a little bit also, and even some of the Channel Islands had a little bit wandering around there, sounds like. But that setup all changed and moved back offshore. A little more traditionally there, but that 286, and you don't really hear about that little bank. It's just a little nothing bump on the bottom there up above the west end of Catalina, 7 or 8 north of the west end there. But, man, There was some heavy volume hanging out there. Foamers were up everywhere in the late afternoon the last few days. And then from there, working southwest toward the more traditional sector, that ridge above the west end of Catalina there, that 125-172 zone, traditional marlin areas for sure. I mean, I've fished there a million times, and there is a few marlin there now also. But, man, there's a lot of tuna fish stretched along that ridge. And then continuing out towards Santa Barbara Island and the Osborne sector, and then down from there to kind of like the Snail 499 zone, and then in toward Cat Canyon and down the backside of Catalina to the east end. That's all got fish in it, guys.
Jeez,
scattered
that's a
out
big
here and there.
It's a lot
just,
of fish.
I mean, it's a big area and just tons of fish and a lot of big ones. And it's really interesting. I mean, I talked to some of my customers there, and, you know, one guy says, oh, you can only get bit on a fast float, fast trolling, you know. And then the next guy says, no, 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 the only thing that's biting is, you know, spreader bars. And then another guy says, oh, screw all that trolling stuff. You know, you got to be drifting live baits. And they're just biting on all kinds of stuff.
That's so
there's
cool.
Just a lot of fish in there and so many big ones. And, you know, and also a lot of the guys, especially on the bigger boats there, fishing at night, you know, drifting the jigs through the schools there, they're biting the jigs, so. It's just, it's been just crazy how much fish is there, and it's been there for quite some time and no reason for it to go. Now, I do want to make note of something for you guys, and you need to be paying really close attention for you guys poking around up there. That MPA that's on the southeast corner of Santa Barbara Island, stretching down toward the Osborne, it goes multiple miles off the island. I think it's like 6 miles, something like that. You get a check on your GPS. You seriously want to stay out of there. And even if you hook a fish outside and you have to follow it a little bit and takes you over the line, you're still able to get a ticket. They are starting to write tickets up there for that. Don't ask me why. It's ridiculous. But it's a true story. I mean, I had customers a couple years ago that hooked a marlin on the Osborne, which is well outside the line, and was taking them up toward kind of the anchorage there at Santa Barbara Island. And the guy comes up, says, hey, you can't fish in here. And he says, well, we're following our marlin. And he said, yeah, that doesn't matter. And I wrote him a ticket.
Get out of here. No, my
yeah,
gosh.
It's just, it's
that's,
be aware,
there's a two-letter, there's a two-word thing for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah, but yeah. Shifting gears here just a little bit from the bluefin zone down to the yellowfin zone, I had the opportunity to go fishing again finally. Got my wrist and hand operational, thank God. And we're fishing down there in your part of town on Sunday, out around that southeast corner of the 302, and small spots of yellowfin, not bluefin, yellowfin, although we caught some bluefin also. And I got to tell you guys, my favorite outfit was working really good, CalStar GG270H 8-foot with
that,
a little Penn 25 narrow. But the key was that 25-pound Gold Label 4 carbon and a number 2 Mutu hook and a hot bait, which we have some beautiful bait from Mission Bay there. Oh, my God. And we were just would stop up above these spots and let the – they were chasing the bait upswell. We'd let the breeze blow us downswell on them when we throw a few baits and they come and boil up, and they were biting. They were biting, but they were definitely liking that lighter line, smaller hook, hot bait scenario. Yeah, but it was really fun fishing.
That Seaguar Gold Label is such great stuff.
I'm glad you said I put that stuff through its paces at Cedros this week. My rod of choice. We fished a lot of fish that were in the kelp line. You know, like Cedros has so many like kind of offshore high spot areas of kelp, you know, from all the long range fishing, the 3-fathom spot and the 12. Like, there's a lot of off the island kelp areas, and that a lot of that big yellow was in it. And so I was fishing a Tranks 500 with 80 pound Max Quattro and like a 3-foot piece of 60 pound Gold Label, dude. I mean, fish after fish, you're basically hooking them in the kelp stringers, and fish after fish after fish after fish dusts you into the kelp. You put a big bend in the rod, you start pulling backwards. Next thing you know, the fish pops, you know, cuts through the kelp and comes through that line. I had 25 yellows without ever changing that piece of top shot on it.
That's
it's
good.
So
that's
good.
Crazy.
It's so good. But it's still skinny and it's still kind of supple and it's not so stiff that the jig doesn't swim with
it.
Yeah, but you're fishing a piece of 60 pounds, so you're not losing anything. I love that stuff.
It's good stuff for sure.
Yeah, they got a real winner with that, because so often we've seen in years past, you know, somebody comes out with a spinner line, but you can't tie knots in it.
Right.
And this stuff is just awesome. But anyway, and one other thing I did want to mention here, guys, unfortunately for you guys who want to go up there and fish in that tuna zone, I mean, you're going to have to put on your big boy pants and fasten a seatbelt. It's a little choppy up there right now.
Yeah, we talk about that.
A lot choppy.
Well, and, of course, fishdope.com, Danny and Jeff and the boys all have the great information for you. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code on fishdope.com. And how do we find you, Mark?
We're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa, Cheek, and Edinger, and by the Chevron station, of course. And phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And like always, I just want to remind you guys, you should really listen. It's time to go fishing.
Yes.
There's so much fish and so many places.
Go for it. Yeah. Hey, Mark, appreciate that report, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, you got it, guys. We'll see you.
All right. Let's head down the coast now to Mission Bay and Seaforth Sport Fishing and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at Seaforth?
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
Doing great, buddy. I understand there's some good fishing going on this week.
Yeah, you know, it's not necessarily a bad thing, but this is definitely that time of year where the fish counts are getting kind of repetitive. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. We're still seeing a lot of good calico bass fishing on those half days. The full-day trip, seeing yellowtail and dorado, and actually a little handful of bluefin and yellowfin in the mix during those full days. The overnights, very similar count, seeing a bit more of that bluefin and yellowfin, very good yellowtail fishing. And the longer trips, even more, seeing, you know, they have a little more shots of those bluefin and yellowfin. But overall, great fishing. This is the kind of stuff that, you know, we want. Catching good-sized yellowtail, too. Those aren't the, you know, 4 or 5 pounders. These are fish averaging in that 10 to 20-pound range. There's some bigger fish mixed in there. Great dorado fishing, yellowfin, bluefin, everything you could want on, you know, a full day or a one day, day and a half trip there. So overall, good fishing. I said very similar to what we've had for a while here. And like Mark was just saying, I mean, why aren't you fishing right now? It's definitely time to go fishing there. Head to the website, seaforthlanding.com. You can make your reservations there. And definitely make reservations as soon as you can. San Diego is almost booked up through the month here. The Sea Watch is running some fill-in trips there, so we definitely have a few other trips available. And as those trips fill up, we'll add whoever we can. But in August, September, a lot of those boats are tough to get on. So give yourself some time. Get on those trips, the half days, the full days, the one days, day and a half. Lots of options for you there. You can make your reservation straight online. You can give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person, make some reservations, pick up some food next door, and then get out in the water and go fishing.
Man, great report, Marcos. Great job, as always. Glad there's such good fishing going on at Seaforth, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
And hopefully I have more of the same next week. Like I said, competitive, but very good.
No reason why it shouldn't, man. All that bait out there and all the good fish, let's keep it rolling.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, speaking of Seaforth sport fishing, we got a little bonus to our report. We got Captain Mike Pritchard of the Tribute on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
It's been pretty darn good here lately. I didn't know I was going to call right on top of Marco, but very, very good fishing here recently. Yesterday was one-day trip. Had 94 yellowtail and 50 dorado. They're all really, really nice, great fish. I mean, pretty darn good kelp fishing here. This morning's interesting. It's breezy and foggy all at the same time, but we have a handful of dorado and a yellowtail on the boat, just kind of waiting for it to clear up here.
Breezy and foggy doesn't exactly make for the best kelp spot in weather.
No, and it's bright and dark at the same time. I don't even know.
What's that all about?
Other than that, it's great.
But we do have most of our the rest of our month here is either solid or chartered. We do have a 2.5 day lead, 15th, a secret sponsored trip. Still have plenty of room on it. Good chance to come out and win a rod. Sometimes on these trips, guys end up winning more than they spend on the trip and half off pizza for a beer. But with this fishing, with the bluefin mix and the kelp fish, it's a good time to be on a 2.5 day.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
And we're looking forward to having you in the studio here in the world headquarters a week from tomorrow. Next Sunday, Captain Mike from the Tribute will be here talking fishing, right?
I'll be there, yeah. Hopefully we got some more good stuff to talk about. But in general, it's either been limits of yellowtail. We're starting to see a lot more dorado, some more yellowfin showing up. And really, just like when I called in, I think, last week, the quality of the yellowtail, there's fish up into the 30-pound range, and most of them are, you know, they're good ones.
That's awesome.
Good dorado. one of the Dorado, our charter master, Bill McFadden, caught this morning. He's like, you know, it's a 15-pound Dorado. It's a pretty nice fish.
That's a good fish.
A 15-pound Dorado looks like about a 30-pounder, yeah, you know, when you're going to hold that thing. Well, that's really cool, Mike. Sounds like some great fishing for you guys.
Yeah, very stoked. And like I said, it's pretty full coming up here. All weekends are gone from now until, I think, mid-October.
Well, I'd be losing him there.
Yeah, cutting in and out. But, hey, we'll look forward to seeing you in the studio a week from tomorrow, next Sunday. And also, if you want to book a trip on the Tribute, seaforthlanding.com, Seaforth Sport Fishing. Give Marcos a call and book a trip on the Tribute and tributesportfishing.com. Hey, Mike, we'll look forward to seeing you real soon. And thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, that's going to wrap up our Catch Report this morning. Again, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The very, very busy Fish Pros this morning with all that great catch coming back. They're the best processing when your fish returns to the San Diego landings, whether it be a long-range trip, a local trip, or from your private boat. Plus, with Fish Pros the market, you can now purchase fresh fish. They have smoked and jerky fish. They offer all of those killer spices, the rubs, the smoked cheese, the tuna burger, that amazing poke kit, and the brand-new ceviche spice. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or call for details and order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And be sure to check them out on Instagram at The Real Fisherman's Processing.
And I talked to Sean at Fisherman's Processing yesterday. They're inundated with reservations and phone calls also. So if you haven't been able to get through to Fisherman's Processing, the best thing to do, he said, is text them. Text your reservation in to the regular number, 619-255-3128. You'll get a response that way. If you make a phone call, you're probably not going to get a response because they're
good
so busy cutting fish and answering phones and stuff like that. The best way to do it, just text them at that 619-255-3128 and make a request to make your reservation for your upcoming trip.
Hey, my name is Pete. I'm going on Royal Star on August 25th. I got a 5-day trip. I want to put my name down for reservation.
Yeah, right. That's it. And then Melanie or Sean will get back to you.
Cool. Very cool.
Very good.
Well, let's get back into the phones. They are packed solid. Great catch report. Phones are busy. Everybody wants to talk to Chauncey. Let's do it and talk to Chuck. He's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Hi, Chuck. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Welcome back, Pete.
Thanks.
You know, up there is the land of the monsters, you know. I've gotten a lot of my big fish up there. But back in the day, that was a secret spot for the albacore late run. You go up there and get the monsters. But we all love calico bass fishing and stuff, and that Western Outdoors still has a couple rock cod rumbles up there, I believe. Been up there a couple times on that. Super fun. Everybody's professional up there. And, you know, it's just fishermen. But the black bass, when they come around, they swarm in just like calicos. It's so fun, Ricky. You guys love calico fishing, you'll love the black bass. Yeah, I've only caught one down the pool.
No, I think you're talking about the you're talking about black sea bass, black bass.
Yeah, the black rockfish that come in like rock bass.
Blue rockfish.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. They'll definitely attack a boat.
Because they have blues and blacks, right? And the blacks are more commonly a little farther north.
I see them a lot in Alaska.
Right.
Yeah.
But blue blast would be the same kind of deal. Yeah, they look very similar, really.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like you say, it's basically calico bass fishing, killer eating, and they're voracious.
No, absolutely. Yeah, you go fish that stuff, and it can get pretty fun. I mean, fishing on sliders and lead heads and stuff like that. They'll move in when we're fishing the shallows, fishing for, you know, whitefish, sheephead. So, now it you know, even sea bass, they'll move in and they'll... It could be very fun.
That's cool.
If you like it. Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
You mentioned something that was perfect segue into this next text question, and this was from John in Point Loma. I said, hey, guys, I'm absolutely loving this show. Since that's the land of it, can you please have Chauncey give me the pros approach to fishing a leadhead and squid? What size leadhead, and how do you fish it with the rod in your hand? Again, that was John in Point Loma.
Yeah, good question.
I've worked with I worked with Alfred Quah. He was really great at it, and he liked the 3/8. Me personally, I like the 3/8, but I always adjust to the current.
What style lead? That's lighter than I would have thought.
So, well, it's because it's the way it sinks.
Sure.
It depends on the current. And you want it to sink slow, you know, go back slow. And you don't want it up here. You want it kind of like mid-column, kind of slow. That's where everything comes from. It, you know what I mean? And that was the take I took on it. So, I mean, I support, you know, John. The 3/8 has been very key. Yeah, right.
Any particular style or just a regular lead?
You know what? You can use the regular lead heads, you know, like you throw on big hammers. But there was I don't know what they call that type of style of lead head that you use.
Boxer head?
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, roundish, round out head. It's kind of round out and it sticks out this way. Yeah, it was
Banana style head?
Yeah, some of those like that. Yeah, those work as well. Different styles, different hooks. Because of the hooks. I think so.
I was going to ask you that too. Like, I mean, obviously, you know, the thing with leadhead and squid fishing, you might be catching a blue bass or you might be catching a big sea bass. Right. Like, how stout of a hook do you need to be using? Do you ever see problems with that? Or because you're using the longer rod and the lighter drag, you're not? Like, what's your thought on that?
Well, that's one of the things with the leadheads. Like, you can get fish a little, the standard ones that put on a big, you know, like a big hammer. But those hooks are small, you know. So, you know, when it comes to, ideally, when it comes to fishing a leadhead, you want a bigger hook. Mm-hmm. The bigger hook is going to be better. A lot of times you'll fish and you keep just getting robbed and, you know what I mean? But, you know what I mean?
Because you can hook a big one.
Right. So, and then, you know, you don't want to get your hook straightened out or anything like that. But the hook size is definitely key.
Yeah.
You don't want anything too big, but you don't want it too small as well. So,
speaking of big fish, a good text from Greg in Huntington Beach. He says, wants to know what the biggest white sea bass you've caught on your boat is.
I mean, as me running it, I'm 55.
That's a nice one.
Yeah.
So you want a strong hook for that one.
Oh, yeah. I already have the 7 knots on there.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But this year they had the 66 on the Cobra was the biggest.
Wow. 66.
66, right. And, yeah, I mean, we're all right there, too. Yeah. So.
What was prime time for this year? What was the week this year? Was it in March, April, May, June?
I would say... what are we in? That's how much we've been working.
I know. It's like August. Yeah.
It's August. You know, I say end of June.
End of June.
And July.
Yeah, that was prior.
Last year was June. Then this year, we started getting a bit earlier, but I think July. In July, we had some pretty nice hits. Then June, end of June as well.
Oh, nice.
We went to three fish limits. So, you know, it was...
there was biting.
It was,
That's cool.
Yeah, when they started going off like that, I mean... It doesn't matter as long as your hook, your bait's down, they'll turn on it. But a lot of times when it's skittish, you've got to get them right in it.
Yeah.
If you don't, you're screwed, you know. But when it's not, they'll turn. I mean, everybody can bait.
I still think that's such an interesting way that you're fishing that sea bass up there. It's just so unconventional to what a lot of it is, and I love it. I think it's weird.
It's real sea bass.
You're fishing for them. Right there.
Yeah.
You know, the
boat's
in gear all the time, running, gunning, try to get over the school, drop your baits in them, miss it, get over them again. Hey, got it. We plucked off 5. As soon as you catch those, you're firing the boat back up, trying to drive over the top of them again. Like you're hunting them.
Oh yeah, no, it's believe me, it's I love it.
And I bet the adrenaline. The adrenaline for you and the crew and the passengers is all super high. Oh, yeah. Everybody's like standing by, waiting for you to give the word, and the PA, let them go. And you know that's got to be high energy.
It's high energy and it's high strain.
Yeah,
you know,
a little stress in the wheelhouse.
Yeah, because I tell a lot of people, I'm like, hey, it could be the first 10 minutes or it could be the last 10.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, the moment you give up on me, and the moment
like you got to be ready.
You have to be ready.
Yeah,
because the moment they give up is they're not ready. I mean, I've had it. I'm like, get them down. Nobody's ready. One person down.
Yeah,
you had your shot.
Somebody's inside heating up their burrito, and they're standing at the rail ready to go. Like, that's it.
Oh, yeah. No, it's, believe me, it's maddening.
And if you have limited load, if you've only got 10 guys or 12 guys on the boat, I mean, if 4 or 5 guys are up BS, I mean, that's you know, that's 25% of your passengers that don't have a bait in that bottom.
Right. No, and like I said, you may only have one opportunity, and you may have lost it. So I tell them, you know what I mean?
Be ready.
Believe me, be ready, because I'm not driving around zigzagging for nothing. I mean, fuel prices, have you seen the fuel prices?
Yeah, no. For sure. Hey, let's jump into those jam-packed phones.
They sure are jam-packed. Sean and Lomita is up next on Let's Talk Hook Up. What's up, Sean?
Hey, good morning, guys. I just want to say I had a couple friends that came back on a charter on the New Land. They chartered it for three days. There's 10 guys on the boat. They said, we just want bluefin. So you got like 44 bluefin. About 20 of them were over 100, including a 207, which was the biggest fish, and they are eating the California flyers. So there's a it still works. I mean, you just whatever you put in the water, I think it's going to work. But they did get big fish on the California flyers. Just for an update.
Awesome.
And I went and said, since I'm with my son, I went on a half day build on the Monte Carlo, and it was just, the bait tank looked like the 1980s. It had squid in there in August and anchovies. Chauncey, wow. With the big influx of all these anchovies, how has that changed the fishing up around the Channel Islands? And what about those big halibut that came in the spring? We used to see big halibut up to like 50 pounds. Like at Santa Cruz Island, do they still show up when they spawn, or is it Santa Cruz where they show up?
Last year and this year. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, last year and this year, they had some great spawns. They moved in pretty great. Before that, it's just they kind of been, I remember the first closures, and we would do the halibut fishing, and going out and getting 38 fish days of halibut.
Jeez.
And I was a part of that, and. To see the stretch of halibut fishing being horrible and to see it from last year to this year, it was night and day. Now, there hasn't been a lot of big fish, but there's been a lot of quantity of fish, a couple big ones mixed in, you have a shot of catching something big, but you also have a great shot of catching a keeper when it's biting.
Like Sean's talking about, Channel Islands is so synonymous with the opportunity at a really big one. Would you say there's a particular month that if you were wanting to catch one of those, elite class big halibut, what would you say is the best month on average?
We used to do it, and we used to think the spawn was back then was with March and April, but.
Yeah.
We got moved in June.
Yeah, sure.
And then
we kind of
seen it again. Yeah, so,
it's
just moving.
Coast,
yeah,
it's
right.
Just moving. Just like, just like everyone, rockfish move, how they move, they adjust to, where they're getting, disappearing.
And there's such good grounds where you're at.
Right.
At any point in time on any trip, you could catch a lifetime-size halibut.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It's cycle.
Yeah.
And that's what it's probably doing again.
Yeah,
it's just before back then there was probably so much fish. You didn't see the major cycles.
Yeah.
Now we're seeing the cycles as it moved in. So but big fish potential. At these islands, there always is if we're fishing it.
We like the cycle we're in right now.
Absolutely.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more of your texts, more great info with Chauncey. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resort of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now, you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
When you want dependable service for your outboard or a new or used boat, your first choice should be H&H Marine at their new location near where the 5 and 805 freeways, North County, Central, or South. The new H&H Marine is near you. They also have added an amazing lineup of boats for both fishing and pleasure cruising, like Barletta and Godfrey pontoon boats and Hurricane runabouts, all on display. Defiance fishing boats and many used boats are available too, along with Yamaha and Mercury outboard sales and service. Speaking of service, Jeff and his crew have you covered. As a factory-authorized Yamaha and Mercury Service Center, H&H Marine will be sure the job is done right. They have Blue Water Baiting, both sails and expert installation, as well as Tackacat inflatables. The perfect tender for your boat. For outboard sails and service, pontoon boats, fishing boats, and baby tank systems, check out H&H Marine at their new location, 10685 Roosevelt Street in San Diego. Check HHMarineSB.com. We'll be right back.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
The perfect day is my family and I on the boat out on the waterway. I love it. Nothing but sun, snacks, fishing, and of course, life jackets for everyone. Save the ones you love. Life jackets save lives. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking Channel Islands on the CJ, talking a lot of fishing.
Yeah.
If you want to get through, it has been a very – we have literally had phone lines packed solid since before the start of the show.
And texts like crazy
now. Yeah, and they still are.
You're a popular guy, Chauncey.
But you certainly have an opportunity to get through again. 213-432-1090.
Hey, let's head to the Eastern Sierra right now where the fish are biting. We have Ryan Dorr from Adventure and Camping. Good morning, Ryan.
What's up, Ryan?
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Hey, doing great. How's the summer been at Adventure and Camping?
It's been a great summer. You know, after a couple of years of kind of strangeness up here with the COVID closures and the wildfires, great summer. Beautiful day today, beautiful blue sky after about 2 days of rain, which is unusual.
Really?
And wow. So, yeah. I mean, we've had some just beautiful weather and everything is great up here.
Well, that summertime rain just makes things that much better and that much more beautiful up there in the Eastern Sierra. So let's talk about adventure and camping. For those of our listeners that may not be familiar with us, why don't you describe what you do?
Sure, thanks. So we rent travel trailers, and, of course, you can rent travel trailers a lot of different places. But what makes us different is we're going to take that trailer out for you in the campsite of your choice, and we're going to set it up. We're going to have everything ready to go, so all you need to do is show up. Maybe you want to bring your boat up. Maybe you just want to drive your car up. You don't want to haul all the way from Southern California up to the campgrounds up here. We're going to set it up. When you show up, you're camping.
Oh, so awesome. And, Ricky, you've done it, and it is that easy, right?
I really got into fishing Mammoth a few years ago. It was at the recommendation of Pete and of Bart. And when we first started going up, we were doing the kind of hotel-motel thing in Mammoth. And then we tried the Airbnb cabin type thing. And then we did the tent. And Bart turned me on to adventure and camping. And it is...
Man up at the show.
It is, man. Like, it is... Yeah. It's such a cool thing, and it's so easy. They have a really, really easy to follow website with a lot of trailers, and you know, anything from a small trailer where if a couple buds want to go up and just have a home base and a very, very affordable trip. Because I have done it all up there. I've done the cabin thing. I've done the hotels. This is, in my opinion, it's the least expensive and nicest option. Nice. Like those two things don't come together.
And you can get Ryan. You can get a super deluxe camper if you want, or something super basic. Basic, right? It's kind of a full range.
Absolutely. So we've got about, 10 or 15 different models. We actually brought back one of the bunkhouse models we were going to sell off this year, but we wanted an economy model just based on the fact that, you know, all the prices are going up so crazy this year. So we brought back one of our big, huge bunk models that we discounted down. But we've got everything, you know, from a basic a short little trailer that you can fit in just about any campsite. In fact, those are brand new this year and very well appointed. All the way up to super big 30-foot models that come with, you know, griddle, all your camp chairs. We're going to give you firewood for your stay, everything that you should need while you're there, with the exception of your food. You go get your food on your way up. Show up and start fishing.
So you bring the barbecue up, the campfire, the whole thing, huh?
And I got to say, absolutely. Like, it really is that easy. Like, so many people describe that kind of thing, and it's a lot of work. I'm telling you, firsthand, it is that easy. Like, so much so that now, like, I mean, we're like, we haven't, the last two trips we went up and stayed with Ryan, like, we didn't even go grocery shopping ahead of time. We just, you know, we drove the car up, put the dog in the back, hauled ass up the hill, stopped in Bishop at Vaughn's and got our groceries. And by the time we got there, the trailer was already set up. The fridge was already cold. We put our groceries in, and we were camping in Mammoth for a week with just no hassle. It's so killer.
So great. And the cool thing is you can go on the website, adventureandcamping.com, and set all this up a la carte, right? Right, Ryan?
Absolutely.
Whatever you need, for whatever you need, whatever you want, it's all right there, right?
Absolutely. So if you go to our website, adventureandcamping.com, very easy to use. You can pick the trailer model you want. You can kind of scroll through all the different trailer models. We've got floor plans and photos of everything. You can choose your dates. You can choose your background. And we're very upfront with our pricing. So you can kind of mix and match and see where you want to go, see, you know, what your budget is, and kind of figure it out from there. If you want a generator, you can throw that on there, see how much that's going to cost. If you just want it, maybe you have your own generator, you want to bring that up with you, that's fine too. And so, yeah, very easy to use. And we're getting ready here in about 2 weeks to go into our discounted season. So right now we're still in our summer season. These are our peak rates. But starting about the third week of August, with the exception of Labor Day weekend, we're going to discount our rates down 30% for the rest of our season through when we close in mid-October.
This blows me away, too, because that's literally the best fishing. Like, the best fishing happens
best,
in the fall.
Best weather, everything.
It's the one thing that trips me out about that Mammoth area. Like, you get to the fall, the fishing becomes the best, the weather is killer, and all the people go home. Like, it's the best time to go do it.
Yeah. So if somebody so starting in the third week in August, 30% off all the rates for everything pretty much at adventureandcamping.com is what you're saying.
Yeah, and that's, we're going to give that to everybody. But I'll tell you guys what we're going to do too is new folks, new listeners to Adventure and Camping, mention that you heard us on the show. We're going to give you an additional 20% off on top of that. So if you come up starting the third week of August, like I said, with the exception of Labor Day weekend, through when we close in October, you're essentially going to get 50% off of our summer rates.
Wow. Holy mackerel. That's a great deal.
Well, I got to get my space then.
So regular 30% off, but if you mention Let's Talk Hookup, you get an additional 20% off. So it's 50% off your regular summer rates, which that's a no-brainer.
It's a killer deal at full price.
Yeah.
Like I said, you try to do this with any other style of staying up there and have the level of accommodation they provide, and you know, you're instead of driving from your motel, you open the door, you take 6 feet out, and you know, there's Twin Lake, or there's some creek that you're on, or wherever else. I mean, there's so many places to put the trailer. It's a no-brainer.
So and how's the availability? I mean, I know you guys have been super booked up. How's the availability for us? And you say you're open through October.
So we're open through mid-October. We do have quite a bit of openings in September and October. We still even have some openings now. We've kind of been, you know, changing up the way that we've been booking things just based on, pricing. And, you know, unfortunately, we've been hit also with the, work shortages and things like that. So, but we're making it work. And we're actually on pace for a record summer. So you can still find availability through us. You can still find availability on the campsites. Right now we are encouraging everybody to get campsite reservations, which is separate from us. You can go online. We use recreation.gov. It's one of our favorite sites to go and reserve your campsite. But there's also a lot of private campgrounds up here that aren't affiliated with any sort of a government campground. All those can be found on our website. So our website, adventureandcamping.com, you click on the campgrounds page, we have links and phone numbers to all the campgrounds up here, and you're going to find a lot of them that are private, and those are the ones where you can, a lot of times, even though some of the government-affiliated campgrounds are full, a lot of the private campgrounds can fit you in last minute.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Cool. Adventureandcamping.com is where it all starts, and our listeners get 50% off starting the third week of August. That's a phenomenal deal. Just mention the show, and Ryan and his crew will take care of you. Ryan Dorr, sure appreciate you joining us here at adventureandcamping.com, and we'll look forward to hearing from you again for a fall report.
Can't wait to do it. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thanks, Ryan.
Sorry.
Great job. Well, phone lines.
Have a great day.
Thanks, buddy. Phone lines absolutely packed solid. Everybody wants to talk CJ, so let's do it. Let's jump back into the phones and talk to Rich. He's calling us from Camarillo this morning. What's up, Rich? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, everyone. I wanted to know what the best time of the year would be for ling cod fishing, and how do you like to set up for those?
Ling cod, I would say September. September's kind of been the time we started seeing them more.
Oh.
You know, everybody's more concentrated on the rock fishing, so, you know, that's the typical month it would probably start. Can you catch them now? Absolutely. I would set up on a single dropper loop and just fish, you know, the starting, you know, the big bait. I mean, you could also fish, you know, the big, large artificials, or, you know, if you're good with the irons, you know, the heavy metal.
You get mackerel sometimes?
Oh, you can get it. Yeah. You can fish mackerel, or you can fish some sand dab.
Oh,
you know, it depends.
Okay.
It depends on the adjustment to everything.
Right.
We figure it out. And then we attack.
Find the spot.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the cool thing about going on a boat like the CJ is that you're just a small group, and Chauncey's out there every day doing this, and he'll say, okay, we need to do this today.
Yeah, that's
the idea, right?
Right, yeah. I have everybody pretty much try something different until we find
figure it out.
And if we did, another boat did, you know, my other captain did, my other captain Steve Chesley, you know, we all kind of key into figuring it out.
Sure.
So once we do.
With sand dab fishing, do you fish a single hook or do you fish a trap rig?
With the sand dab?
Mm-hmm.
Not just single hook.
Yeah, it's a big single hook on a dropper loop.
Right.
Because the one that you're fishing for is going to eat that thing regardless. Like, the one you're after with a bait that big, you don't need to worry about a trap hook.
No. They'll inhale it. their mouths are
they're
coming at you pretty big here. So,
yeah. What's the biggest ling cod you've had on the CJ?
You know, the biggest one we've had was 25.
Oh, and 25 pound ling cod.
And my other captain was driving the boat that day.
Holy
Steve Chester was. So.
That's
good. Yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, and my trip was, we had a 20 pounder.
Wow.
And we actually have that filmed in two. And we had that on he said it was a accidental catch. No, we, yeah, it was some funny, grubs he was fishing and
double
hook. Yeah, exactly. We're like,
yeah. Whoa, look at that
20 pounder.
Yeah, nice. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Chantel in Oceanside has a question. Like a great sport fishing boat, the CJ is a tough one to book on Saturdays. When do you post your schedule and can I sign up early?
My schedule, it doesn't get posted until around January, February.
And you'll post for the year?
Right, and then that's what goes up, because I get all my charters, they start getting me around in November, and we, you know, once we're, you know, our last ones come around February, and then we hand it to landing.
And that's when the open party.
That's when the open party comes about.
So what if you want to charter the boat?
You can go through me or you go to landing.
Okay.
Yeah, you go to Cisco's, the phone number 805-382-1612. You can get a hold of them or you can get a hold of me, 805-827-0170. But if you miss any of it, this is our website, my Facebook, and the Channel Islands website as well. So Channel Islands website, running down and everything.
And your website is what?
It's just
through the landing.
Through the landing. Right. Okay, but you do have a view. You're active on Facebook too.
Facebook, right.
And that's CJ, SEAJAY.
Yes, sport fishing, right.
Yeah. All right. Very good.
Cool. Hey, another great text came through. Good morning, guys. Chauncey, have you been seeing bluefin on the trips that you guys do? Also, do you guys have target them? If so, what's the main target? That's all from Daniel Santa Barbara.
Have we seen them? You know what? When it came out down the coast, I was sea bass fishing. The guys seen them, and they got them. The Island Fox got some a couple days ago on a crew trip. I went on a crew trip. Yeah, got back yesterday morning. I didn't see them, but did push in the shallow, you know, closer to the beach. A couple other skiffs got them. But, you know, I mean, will I go for them? Absolutely. If people want to pay to go an open party, I mean, I'll take you.
Yeah, you said you're a game fisher.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, I might adjust the times. Mm-hmm. Might leave at 7, finish at 7, if it's coming up later. You know, I mean, it's just all about adjustment.
Yeah.
But if it's there and people want to pay, I mean, get at me, get at the landing. I mean, I'll put if I'm open party and everyone wants to do it, I'm all for it.
The thing I like so much about your boat too is with 12 guys, it's not difficult to put a charter group together. You know,
right.
I mean, it's not the easiest thing to find, you know, to track people down. And this guy's paying for that when you're talking 25 and 30 guys. But to put 10 guys, 12 guys, 8 guys, whatever, you can charter the boat. It's very affordable.
What is your charter price?
Well, $18,37.50. 1850. That's a full day, and then you know half days because of, I mean overnight to like 25, and then you know 2 days. Everything just
sure.
You know bumps up more and more. So
right, but that's really reasonable.
No, it is. It is. I mean we don't have a galley. We got bums.
So you bring your own food.
You bring your own food. You save a ton of money.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know. And like I said, the environment's no different. You know, you hear me, you know, joking with everyone all day. So, you know, I kind of try to make the best environment yeah. there is while catching fish or not.
You guys are very popular like for a reason.
Yeah, right, yeah. right. Yeah, I'm pretty fortunate, you know, to,
well, you work
to have who we have. And, you know, I've heard the term more than once, Captain Midnight, you know. Well, I guess I'll take it.
Yeah, hopefully. Hey, it means you try hard. Let's jump back in the phones. Or
you got it, buddy. Up. John in Escondido is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, John.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Great show as always. Hey, Skipper, what do you guys, how do you take care of your fish when you get them on board?
We got kill bags, and we have, we slush it. So
nice.
All the game fish we got, we'll throw them in the kill bags, and then we slush it down to keep them nice and processed.
Primo.
And, you know, I mean, that's how we do it. You know, it's a smaller boat, you know, I mean, we have so much room, but our big kill bags, they handle the load.
That's cool.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. I have a great text here from Mario in Pasadena. Chauncey, do you still fish the area below called the Deep Hole? And can you talk about that area? We used to fish calicos at night there, and that's a famous spot, the Deep Hole. I've always heard about the Deep Hole.
Yeah, that's where I caught my biggest sea bass.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Now, where is it, and what is it?
So it's down the coast from where we're at. It's probably about, I want to say, you know, close to between 10 to, you know, 50 miles, probably, you know, within that range. About an hour and a half to get there. So, it's in front of the condos. Probably like a mile or two off the beach. And you can see them right there. It's just a notorious structure spot that I know back in the days, you know, they used to take twilights out there. And I got requests, hey, let's do some twilights and let's go soak a leadhead and squid and try to catch some bass.
Yeah.
But, you know, the sea bass, I've had sea bass on there in my younger days. Caught my first one on there in the plastic.
Why is it called the Deep Hole?
Yeah, it's just, you know what, I couldn't tell you exactly, but I just know there's a series of structure all around that that whole area right there, and then it's just, it has to be a concrete, you know, or something where that structure dips in.
It
doesn't seem like it to me, because the structure always...
It's just structure.
Right, this is all structure, a lot of it, and then this kelp surrounding going up and... down the coast a little bit. So, I mean, I think it's just...
And it's very close to where you are.
Oh, yeah. Hour and a half. I'm on an hour and a half.
Yeah. So. All right.
That's cool. Hey, great text that says, I'm super enjoying the show. Chauncey, can you talk about coming up under the Fuquas and Steve Kelly? Those are two of my favorite captains from up in your zone. Mike from Rosemead.
Absolutely. Highly respected man. I mean, I would never put my name alongside them. I mean, I mean that's just not my type of style. I've learned from John a lot of stuff. I've learned from just about everyone, but John on this style of fishing is what I learned the most from. I've worked with him under his hand for, you know, not much, but under his son, you know, Donald Fuqua. But, I mean...
good guys to come up under from.
Great guys.
That's
great
awesome.
Guys. And, you know, it was... greatest experience, and it was a piece that I needed to complete a part of my career to get my license. Small boats, calico fishing, fish different, learn current, how to set up on spots, and Steve Kelly, you know, he's considered one of the best out there in, you know, last 40 years.
That's cool.
You know, and there's stories behind it. I mean, a lot of my customers used to run with him too, and, you know, they love to run with me, and they said there's a reason why. I mean, it's just
Bishop reminds him of going with him.
Sometimes,
that's
maybe
cool.
Because I'm a yeller. I'm very passionate.
Yeah.
It's only for the right reasons.
Yeah. I love
you
it.
I mean,
but you know what's amazing about that whole Ventura, Santa Barbara, Oxnard area is there's a lot of captains that are throughout the San Diego fleet, Orange County fleet, the LA fleet, that grew up fishing in that zone. So there's something about it. You create some. Look at the Kavanaughs. I mean, grew up there.
John Stewart's
up there. I mean, there's some very fishy people up there.
Yeah, those islands are are very, very different, I would say. I mean, yeah. I haven't been here to operate a boat on these islands, but, I mean, I fished all islands, and I'm like, my adjustment is very quick.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Have you seen any salmon?
No, I wish I have. Yeah. I've been around when we caught them on the boat, and I mean,
there was a year around. I remember,
'93, '94, '95, '96. I mean, I was working on the boat already, and have 40 salmon on the boat. You know,
so, really?
Yeah, I started off on the gentleman, so I mean, big cattle boat. You know, doing salmon trips.
Yeah,
and it was awesome.
It's a cycle. Yeah, it could happen again.
Again, my boat will be one of the first ones there.
It'll be all right.
That much. Harold Davis told me that they're biting off of Morro Bay, which is not that far away. Yeah. So it could happen. It's not over yet.
Yeah, no, it may cycle in one year because where they used to come. So, the river mouth, they're find that bait, we'll be good.
That works for me. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing with Chauncey. We're giving away a full-day open party trip on the CJ when we come back. More or less Talk Hookup coming your way on Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Mia. Come see me and our expert staff for everything you need for your next fishing trip, food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop is certainly one of San Diego's finest. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna and people that can help you get set up right. We also have Dougie, one of the best reel repair guys around. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the best rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. We now also have Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle take 94 to Broadway and Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Long Tramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
Top anglers know the best hooks are made by Gamakatsu. But did you know Gamakatsu also makes amazing tackle storage solutions like the G-Box 3200 reversible utility case for easy tangle-free jig storage? Check out the Gamakatsu Spring Lock Spinner. It helps give swim baits additional flash to entice those bites. Gamakatsu also makes a line of fishing pliers, clothing, and more. For the complete lineup, check Gamakatsu.com for your local tackle dealer. The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural representations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-Second Seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com. So let's talk hookup. Okay, it's time to find out who's going fishing on that open park trip. We got our potential texter. We got our potential caller. Chauncey's going to do us the
all
honors
right,
and
Chauncey,
flip the coin for our
right,
caller and
go.
Texter.
There we go. All right.
We got the caller this week, the big C. So Alex in San Carlos, you are going fishing on board the CJ on an open party trip. Congratulations. You're going to have such a good time.
All right. And Chauncey, fantastic.
Yeah,
thanks
so
for making the
fun.
Drive down from Oxnard
Absolutely.
For us this morning. I know it's a long drive, but it was so awesome to have you and talk about your operation up there. The
Thank
CJ, Captain Chauncey Prial out of Channel Islands Sport Fishing, a.k.a.
Right.
Cisco's, right?
Right.
How do we get a hold of you if we want to go fishing with you?
You can get a hold of me. You can get I got a Facebook. It has my number, all my contact number on there. CJ Sport Fishing, SEAJAY Sport Fishing. My number's in there, but I can include it, 805-827-0170. Or you could also go through Cisco's Sport Fish as well. Go to the website. Our numbers and their numbers is included. And if you can't get to the website, their numbers is 805-382-1612. They'll be more than happy to get you on my boat, another boat. We have a great fleet, that specializes in just about everything, at least from overnight to 8 a.m. So
yeah, and I mean, super knowledgeable people, that's so awesome.
Absolutely.
And book in advance, of course. It's very, very popular. And if you want charters, you'd contact you for like next year. You want a charter?
I'll start taking them in around December. My first ones they come through in November, so I have a lot of reoccurring passengers that book with me
that are coming back. Great, thanks Chauncey, appreciate you very much.
Awesome job.
Thanks to Christian for manning the boards and the phones, and of course Adam, our app master, for doing the app. We'll be back tomorrow morning 7 to 9 a.m. Captain Art Taylor from the Searcher will be here talking some serious fishing here in Southern California. Thanks for listening today. Thanks to all the texters, all the callers, and all the listeners out there for making Let's Talk Hook Up the best. We appreciate you, and we'll see you tomorrow morning right here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hook Up app.